Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLuca. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, August 12th. Second show of the day for y'all. Jaguars training camp practice number 14 is in the books. Yeah, we've done 14 of these now. Gonna make sure. Is it 14? Pulling up my notes. Has it been 14 training camp practices? It has. 14 training camp practices. One preseason game. We're gonna talk about everything we saw, heard today at training camp practice for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. We do have a Victory Monday sale going on right now through the end of the day, 26% off. Your Jags scored 26 points against the Chiefs, so 26% off everything at jenjag.com with code Victory Monday. So let's dive into it here. Doug Peterson spoke before practice, talked about the first game, talked about some injury updates, different things. We're going to get into it here. He was asked a little bit about the kickoff situation. New kickoffs, obviously. Mecole Hardman for the Chiefs had a little bit of a blunder there, giving the Jaguars 2 points and a safety. But when it comes to kicking the ball into the end zone, getting a touchback, it now comes out to the 30-yard line. Doug Peterson said he doesn't really see much of a difference when it comes to that, like whether it's at the 25, which is where it was last year, or at the 30. Said the 5 yards isn't that big of a deal. He said maybe if it came out to like the 35, it would be something where they really wanted to avoid kicking it into the end zone. You did see Cam Little a little bit disappointed when he kicked it in the end zone a couple times on Saturday night. But Doug Peterson said strategy-wise, like, if they have an incredible returner back there and this is a special teams unit you're going against, a kick return unit that knows what they're doing, they might still want to kick it out of the back of the end zone. So it's not going to be like every week you're just trying to kick it in between the goal line and the 20 to make sure that you're not getting a touchback. There's times where the Jaguars, if they're going up against a super dangerous kick returner, they might still want to kick it out of the back of the end zone and get a touchback. So interesting to hear from Doug Peterson, his thoughts on that, I think at least it is. He said he was very happy with Brian Thomas Jr.'s performance, which of course you should be. He was getting open consistently, able to make a play and contested coverage down the field. T.J. Beathard didn't really put everything on it that you would have liked to seen from that throw, in my opinion. But Brian Thomas Jr. is still able to go get the football down the field, and he was getting open pretty consistently. So I thought Brian Thomas Jr. had a really good outing. And you saw him, I think, after the game in the postseason or post-game locker room. He felt like he loosened up a little bit, and, of course, Gabe Davis came over and told everybody he is single. So anybody looking for a boyfriend? Brian Thomas Jr. is available, according to Gabe Davis. But Doug Peterson also talked about Tank Bigsby playing well, said that he's really evolving. He liked how much he did as a runner and pass protection on the returns. He did have a nice return. So, yeah, Tank Bigsby had a very solid game. I asked him, Doug Peterson, about the run blocking early on in this game because I thought overall, throughout the contest, run blocking was good. Like, the Jaguars did a good job on the ground. But early on, it didn't look like ETN had a lot of space to work on most of the early runs where it was Jags ones against Chiefs ones. He said he was pleased overall. He said anytime you go over 100 yards in a game, you're going to feel good about it on the ground. But he did mention improving, getting to the second level defenders a little bit quicker, getting hats on those guys. And I referenced a play early on where Drew Tranquil was able to get a tackle for loss. Mitch Morse wasn't able to quite get to him. And so I think that that's probably what Doug Peterson was also referencing. But he said he was happy about guys firing off the ball, getting off the ball fast, and thinks that they certainly have plenty to build on from what they did in game one. And that's a major point of emphasis for the Jaguars this year, making sure the running game gets going a little bit more consistently, that it's more cohesive. The blocking is working in conjunction better with the runners, certainly. So if Doug's happy with it, I think that's good progress, right? He talked about joint practices. He mentioned that, you know, fighting is unacceptable. And he doesn't want to see any fighting out there, and that he's going to talk to the team about that. And I agree, it's just a waste of time, and it could potentially lead to injuries that are unnecessary. It could lead to fines. You saw both the Lions and Giants get fined by the NFL for some of their fights. So I agree, as much fun as it can be in, like, you know, watching hockey, I'm always looking for a fight, right? But in football here, it is a waste of time, and it's not condoned by the league. So, yeah, avoid fighting. I have a strong feeling there's going to be some fights, though. There's some fiery guys on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, some fiery guys in Jacksonville. Don't hold me to that, but I would guess you're going to see at least one skirmish, if not more than one. We'll see how that plays out. Obviously, joint practices are Wednesday and Thursday, Jags and Bucks. I will not be out there. UCF Jaguar will be. Make sure to follow him and keep up with everything he's got going on out there. I'm going to be in Tampa, ironically, going to a show down there. But today was a little bit lighter. No pads, bring the intensity back up tomorrow. And it was a little bit of a weird day. If you notice, obviously, usually these videos come out way before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but practice was later in the day today. It was out in the heat. It did have to get moved inside because there was some weather in the area. So fans were out there having a good time and watching the team. And then for period 7 and 8, the final two periods of the practice, they had to move inside. And so fans had to exit, but the fans did give the Jaguars a nice little ovation as they were told they needed to get going. And I appreciated that. I thought that was cool. But Doug Peterson, getting back to the joint practices, he says he's excited for it, says they've gotten a lot of good work in the past with his teams that have done joint practices. And he says you can get a lot accomplished and it's more of a controlled environment to kind of experiment and see some different things that you're not seeing in a preseason game necessarily, or when you're just going head to head with your own team. So definitely good stuff there. Wanted to shout out my friend, throwback Trevor Lawrence jersey, who said hi. Didn't catch your name, but I appreciate you saying hello. Always good to hear from fans. To Sean Gibson, as we talked about earlier today, he's back in Jacksonville wearing number 47. And look, there's just not a lot of numbers. It's a 90-man roster right now. Not a lot of numbers available. So he is rocking 47 right now, which was Deshaun Dixon's number. He's down for the season, unfortunately. Looking at some other injury updates, Eric Armstead, we finally got.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Not definitive, but a little bit of information from Doug Peterson about where when he could be back. He said not this week, but he said, you know, for Atlanta, it's looking like that could be a strong possibility. Eric Armstead back to play in the final preseason game, potentially, of the preseason, which would be huge. The Jaguars, this is a guy they spent a lot of money to bring in. He is very valuable as a leader, as a talent, as an interior rusher, and getting him on the field is going to be good whenever that happens. Anton Harrison back from concussion protocol. He was able to practice. Dewey Wingard, we got some info on that as well. Obviously, with bringing in Tashawn Gibson, I talked about this morning. I was like, there's got to be something up with this injury where it's going to be more than just like missing a few weeks here. And that is going to be the case, it looks like. He didn't officially say this, but Andrew Wingard and Tashawn Gibson suspended for the first 6 games. He said that he thinks that those two guys will be out for about the same amount of time. So if Tashawn Gibson is suspended for the first 6 games, that means Andrew Wingard will probably also miss a big chunk at the beginning of the season, maybe about 6 games, according to Doug Peterson. So that is a blow from a leadership standpoint. Energy, he's a good backup safety, he's a good special teamer, but Tashawn Gibson is a player that this staff, according to Doug Peterson, is familiar with. He's a veteran. He's a guy, like I've told y'all, he's still playing pretty good football. I thought today was just kind of an acclimation day for him. He hasn't been practicing out there yet. So getting him out there is just kind of getting him acclimated right now. And I'm sure you'll probably see him in the preseason week 2 game against the Buccaneers here. Ezra Cleveland, they were listing him as limited, but he was out there. Said Ventrell Miller is good to go, dealing with the hand. Said that he played well. Today, Breland Speaks walked off the field with trainers, according to Jamal St. Cyr, who does a great job covering the Jaguars. Go follow him on Twitter if you don't. I didn't see what happened, but Speaks did come back out there. So Speaks was all right. And that was a guy the Jaguars signed last week. He went out and had a pretty good game for the Jags on Saturday against the Chiefs, his former team that drafted him. Tyson Campbell was back out there as well, which is obviously good news. I don't think he missed any practice time, but he did miss the game on Saturday. So this was a hot practice. As I mentioned, it was in the afternoon, started around 12:30, so a lot hotter, but fortunately we did get to go inside for the last 2 periods. Inside, as I've told y'all, it makes it more difficult to see what's going on, but it was a hot one, so I don't think anybody was complaining about going inside with that weather in the area. Not a whole lot of teamwork today. Only had 7-on-7 and 11-on-11, 1 period each, 7-on-7 in period 7 and 11-on-11 in period 8. A lot of red zone work in that regard. So no pads, not a big physical contact type of day. They're going to get ramped back up again tomorrow. And then against the Bucs, it's going to be intense, because I've talked about the Bucs a lot over on Rogue Football, my channel, where I kind of look at the NFL at large. If you're looking for that type of content, you can go check more of that out, certainly at Rogue Football. Links in the description below. But looking at the Bucs, they're going to be a scrappy team. They won their division last year. They've got a lot of talent, got a lot of veterans. They're going to bring it. They're absolutely going to bring it in these joint practices. And so the Jaguars need to be ready for that. I think the Jaguars overall should be a better team than them last year. But when the two teams got on the field last year, the Bucs kind of handed it to the Jags. Jags were dealing with a lot of injuries. Bucs were hot. Jags were not. It'll be interesting to see how it goes in joint practices in the preseason here. But the number one thing, as always, throughout training camp, preseason joint practices, you want to avoid injuries for sure. Looking at the limited periods of 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 that we got today. Trevor Lawrence did hit Gabe Davis for a touchdown in the end zone late in the down, was kind of scrambling around. You saw Britton Strange make several grabs. He was able to score a touchdown. Parker Washington scored a couple times. So you're seeing some young guys play some good football there. Christian Braswell had a pass breakup in the end zone. And overall, looking at, you know, this is a storyline, Mac Jones and C.J. Beathard, who's going to be the backup quarterback. I still think Mac Jones, just every time you go out there, he looks the part more than CJ. The arm strength is better. The accuracy is a little better. The mobility is better. So we'll see how it plays out, but that's how I'm looking at it still. And then 11 on 11, you did see the whole starting offensive line for the first time in a little while, which is really good. You know, you had Cam Robinson who had the shoulder injury. He's been back full. Ezra Cleveland limited. So if that was a full contact, you know, fully padded practice, maybe Ezra Cleveland wouldn't have been out there for 11 on 11, but he was today in the non-padded practice. And then obviously Mitch Morris, Brandon Scherff, and Anton Harrison back out there, no longer in the concussion protocol. So seeing the whole starting offensive line is definitely a good thing. You want to keep that going moving forward. Trevor Lawrence, he was intercepted by Darnell Savage in 11 on 11. And it was the type of play you saw a lot last year from Tank Bigsby, unfortunately. Bigsby coming out of the backfield, Lawrence just rifles it in there, and Bigsby's not able to hold on to it. He kind of pops up a little bit. Darnell Savage gets a hands on it, and then he's able to intercept it after bobbling it a little bit. So, you know, should Bigsby have caught that? Probably. Should the ball have not popped up the way it did? Probably. Should Trevor Lawrence probably not put as much heat on it in that situation? Yeah, probably. So it's just one of those things. You want to try to get that out of your system. You absolutely do. For the Jaguars offense. And it hasn't been like something happening at all this training camp. You haven't seen that until today, but it's something that did happen early on last year. Dearness Johnson had a touchdown run. Travis Etienne had one running touchdown and one where I think he probably would have scored on a little screen. I did see Trayvon Walker get a run stuff. That was impressive. And then Britton Strange caught another touchdown in 11 on 11 from Mac Jones. So it was some decent work today, despite it being a lighter practice, no pads, all that stuff. You know, first practice after having that game on Saturday night, they didn't want to go too hard. Said Doug Peterson said a lot of guys were still just kind of recovering and nursing some bruises and different things. So not the most intense practice, but you've got plenty of intense practices coming up the rest of the week with practice tomorrow. They're going to get the pads back on and then joint practices Wednesday and Thursday. So looking forward to it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member right here on YouTube, get access to some perks, including discounts over at jinjag.com. Y'all have a good one.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.